This is OBS Radio, a service of OBS International, a division of Greater Works Business Services.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Sharonda Hicks, and I'm here just want to get a topics out for discussion and put positivity in the air. I want to speak about things that happen near and on election day, when it's time to vote. Have we done our research? When it's time to vote, oh, I'm going to sit this one out. It's like it's finna rain. My vote don't matter. Everyone's vote matters. Everyone's vote counts. And I'm not saying vote where you can just complain about something later. Whatever your platform is, whatever your issues are, find a candidate that's more likely to help you and address your issues for your platform. So many different things happen on election day. I simply have the pleasure of being a poll worker, a poll watcher, a chief inspector from time to time. I've seen about a lot of things, seen about it all. So some things are hectic on election day, some are not. So what I really want to speak about is how you just start researching your candidates. Do you want to go online and do things versus in person? Updating your information. And then I want to speak to everyone about the 26th Amendment. At the age of 18, you can register to vote and become eligible to vote. There are requirements to do this. You just can't say, I'm gonna get up and run down to an election. You'll have to register with the Board of Registers. You have to get a hard copy. And sometimes you do it online versus in person, it's gonna be different. Some people can pick up a voter registration paper and from a library. Some people are telling me, oh, I registered to vote at the food stamp office. And then when I contact them, it's like, oh, that's a soft copy. What is a soft copy? What is that? Let's follow up on these different things. Don't just let somebody tell you you are. Let me follow up on whatever that I'm trying to do for myself. Let me, if I had to get a second opinion, is this the right way to vote? Is it not? Is it the right way to register to vote? Am I eligible? So now, you just can't think you're going to be out joyriding and playing around and taking life unserious, and then you end up with a felony and say, oh, I'm going to go register to vote. No. If you have committed different things of moral turpitude, your right to vote can be taken from you. Yes, you can try to get your right to vote back. So on election night, some results are unofficial. Some people vote provisional. Just things happen. Some things are just unofficial. You got to count your absentees. All these different things when candidates and people on the campaign trail are working. So what I want to talk to people about, like I said, the 26th Amendment. When you're 18, you can register to vote and become eligible to vote. You got to go contact the Board of Registers. Like I said, a library normally has those voting cards. And then versus you being online. And then I've got a lot of information. You may want to be able to go to constitutioncenter.org. It's one website. Then you got sos.alabama.gov/alabamavotes. There's a lot of different websites where you can just get you some good information. Find that you can even try to do the application to qualify to be a poll worker. And if you want to be a poll watcher, great. All of it's got to be a win-win for our culture, for the people of the United States. It's got to be a win-win. You can't go wrong trying to do things the positive and correct way. And I also want to speak about the requirements to vote. How do you vote? That's up to you. You got a right to vote, Republican or Democrat. And some people say, will they let me flip-flop? I hadn't seen no flip-flopping in a while. So it's up to you. You take the position on that. What party do you want to vote for? That's up to you. Am I eligible to vote? I get different citizens that come down and say, well, I registered. Don't tell a tale because we have a phone number we can dial. That's the Board of Registers for the Birmingham area, 205-325-5550 is the Board of Registers. They'll let us know if you're registered to vote. That's with the hard copy. Have you did anything online? These websites are really good. I've used them. I go to them. How do I register? By mail. Some people want to do things by mail. That's up to you. That's however you want it done. So let me see. You'll pick up your registration card from a library or the Board of Registers, and you can mail it back. You can register online, and you can also call by phone. They have phone numbers as well, and you can contact the Board of Registers at 1-800-274-8683. And like I gave you that local number for the Board of Registers, 205-325-5550. And we have Miss Miles Jones that's joining us at this time. I know you're an experienced candidate.
I am. To be my first time running, I can say I've learned a lot.
You had some good numbers.
I did, and thank you.
You're welcome.
I am Mykesha Miles Jones. I did run for assistant tax collector in the Bessemer division, but I've also been a poll worker. I've also been a chief inspector, and she is so correct. You do need to research. Get you some people in there that's going to work for you, for the people. Get out in the community that's not afraid to get dirty, grassroots stuff. Come back and let's go see what's needed in the community to build this community back up together. It's so many people that run for these offices that's not seen in the community until it's time to run. Get you somebody that's been in these streets that don't mind coming to, let's say, what do you need? Knocking at a door, bringing this stuff to your doorstep, just supplying what the community needs, because we're stronger together. And if we don't have togetherness or connectivity or something or someone in place that cares about the citizens, we're losing. They're already trying to take our vote away from us. Hmm. They're trying to take it away. The Republicans are trying to take over. They're trying to eliminate us. And if we don't stand up, it's going to happen.
I hope and pray that we all can come together on both sides of the aisles. Whatever party that you deem necessary for yourself, let's try to work together. Still, we got to live together. We still have to live together. I don't know what political affiliation my neighbors are, but I still want to be decent to my neighbors. I still want to be decent. So with all of that being said, I ran into a weakest link or something happened on election day. I mean, it may be 8 years back. And I had a candidate come in and said, well, a young person said that they weren't able to vote. I said, well, I understood that the person lived in the community and they went across the street to try to get an identification out of their file. The person moved from another city and hadn't registered or updated none of their information, but they still can vote provisional. You're in that database, you can still vote provisional. Then I had another young lady come by and say, well, I've got my absentee, but I still want to vote the regular way. You can take your absentee back with you and vote provisional. At an open election, an active election on election day, I've never known that we take absentee ballots.
Yeah.
I have. And it's not comical. This is very serious. Mm-hmm. This is very serious. Let's not play a mean girls or mean people club game. I don't want to do that. Let's do this. Let's just talk about the things that I can do to try to help you get your information updated. So when the candidate came in and spoke to me about the young person, I can't just give you a name or age or anything. I'm just going to refer to that person as a younger person. Let me update your information. Mm-hmm. And let's let you vote provisional, and it's done. It's simple. Nobody's got to get into where it's a shouting match on election day.
Right.
It's simply uncalled for. And the police are there. Law enforcement is there. But we shouldn't have to do that as a culture, as a community. We should not. And then I do have some, like I said, unofficial election night results. And you're not going to get all the information on election night. And this is printed off the web. So that's my thing, is it's facts, fact finding. Is it accurate? So if you want to register, vote, and update your information, you are more than welcome to go to these different websites, sos.alabama.gov/AlabamaVotes. I've dealt with John Merrill before he was out of office. Now Wes Allen is in office. These people are a telephone call away.
And they're more than happy to assist.
A telephone call away. So when you come in, you need different expectations of different people. If you need any kind of assistance, I have people that still want to get up and come in and vote. People that was before us that had to get the water hoses put on them. The dogs got to pay a fee to vote. You got to pass a test. You got to try to insult people's intelligence and tell them, well, you flunked anyway. So you just weren't going to let me vote. You're going to puppet string me along. You can vote for free now. For free. Keep all your personal history, all your criminal elements, keep all that stuff to a minimum, zero. Well, you can vote and make some decisions for your community, for your culture, for who you see in your family, regardless of the color, regardless of all the different things that make us up, the genes and the dynamics. And like you said, your whole community. So let's keep the criminal element to zero. Minimize that. So you can keep your right to vote. And if you want to try to get your right to vote back, and we've lost that at some point, let's try to still get your right to vote back. And I wanted to go with some things as for the poll watchers when they come in. And again, any poll worker that I'm chief inspector of, we're willing to help anyone, assist anyone. And you have to sign your name once you say, I'm going to assist you and all of that. And I got people, like I said, want to come in. They can't even make it to the poll pad table where the new poll pads are, but we can bring a poll pad to you. And I tell people, I'm standing here watching, I'm rovering as the chief inspector. I want everybody to feel comfortable. If you want your sticker, get it. If you want to sit down and then whoever's assisting, you have to feed your ballot in. I'm rovering, I'm looking, I'm monitoring, I'm watching. Here's your sticker. I appreciate you for coming. But if I need to bring that poll pad to you, because I've got different seats and different designated areas when you come into my location, it's brought to you. So everybody just want to, just don't give up on people. You don't know what they've been through working and trying to get to point A to point B. So that, as a poll worker, you do everything you can to help people vote, assist them when they come in. Please, that's what I want to say for the poll workers and the poll watchers. I want the poll watchers to be mindful. Yes, you're there to watch the election, but just don't make a ruckus or keep something going just to be getting attention. Negative attention is not going to help anybody. When is negative attention and just unruly situation, that's not going to help anybody. But you come in as a poll watcher, do what your duty has asked you to do, and don't just say things that are not accurate. So that's what you want to do about the poll watchers. Make sure that you're doing your job as the poll watchers. Then we've got the unofficial count for the election at the end of the night. You got to get all those votes. They matter. They count. You're not running an election, a candidate or a campaign running an election not to get the official votes. You want to know the numbers. And I get people that say, hey, can I come in and write down these numbers? Yes, you can. So one lady, she had her cell phone, take a picture of the no, but you can write it down. No audio, no video at the election. It's posted. Mm-hmm. I come in a day before, set up the election site. And on election day, we're swearing in, we're working, we're waiting to help people and be kind to people.
And once you print it out and put it on the window, they can take pictures of the results.
Yes. I don't have a window for where I put my results. I have that metal door, but I do leave that copy out there. Because mm-hmm. I would get nothing out of it not giving the public a copy.
So you're right. The people need to know. I would also say stress researching your candidate. Researching your candidate, know who they are. know where they come from, know what their agenda is, know if they're really going to fight for you. Because people tell you, they'll sell you a dream to get what they want. But when they get their dream, they forget all about you. So research, see if they can put their words in action. See if they're willing to do it. See if everything they're saying is true. Look at their track record. You know, people are like, oh, I've been giving back for 20 years. Okay, to who? What have you done?
And to what?
You know, if you said I gave $5 to the homeless when I go outside my job, that can't be proven. Anybody can say that. But when I say I'm going to go out here and knock on these doors and I'm going to come back with whatever you need, or we done fundraisers or to help save this home, or when we've done stuff like that, I can prove that. I'm going to show you. You see me in these communities.
The information right. that I get requested from you is Miss Makisha coming with the food? Where she at? That's what I get. And I never told anybody what I do professionally. Professionally, I'm a warrant clerk / dispatcher. Then I'm certified to be a CNA as well. So I'm duly certified by the state on one part to put in warrants and the E911 dispatch. Then I'm certified as well to, when they say white butts, as they say, but the love that you give is what you'll get back.
Right.
The respect, the integrity, what you give to. And I know, and this is not funny, but my big boss, you know who I'm talking about. He said, look, Yada, she know everybody. Being, no, I wouldn't want to disclose what happens right. on my job every day. Because I had to sit out in front of my yard and debunk, because you mm-hmm. can't take it in the house.
That's right.
Because the first thing, yes. the better half said, don't bring it in here.
Mm-hmm. And it's not good to take your work home with you. Anyway.
But the phone calls that I get, is Miss Makisha coming? You got to fly for the food giveaway? We will have you an update. Let me research that for you. So,
yeah.
Now, my attitude changes if I'm eating a piece of pork chop. So.
But also with that, Miss Makisha do more than just food. You know, my nonprofit, we service every and anybody all over Jefferson County, and it does. We give food that you can take home and cook, because, yeah, hot meals are great, but what about when you go home and you need to eat at night or the next morning and you want breakfast? We give you food that you can take home, that you can cook, your children can eat, all that. And, of course, we do essential items. We do clothes. We do food. We do washing powder. We do trash bags. I mean, anything that can help you save that dollar to put on your medicine, on your rent,
that's
on your mortgage, on
that's
your whatever. You know, and it ain't nothing but God.
That's a
me,
blessing.
I put God first before I do anything. And yes, I'm out here in the community. I've been in the community.
You're in the
and
trenches.
I'm gonna stay in the community.
You are in the
time
trenches.
We got over this election, I put myself, I gave myself like 2 days to recuperate, and I was back out here.
Well, you need another kickoff. I'm ready.
Back out here in the streets doing what we're doing, you know? We got a food giveaway Monday. So
you're campaigning every day.
Well, I'm not going to say campaigning, but this is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we do as what we've been doing for the last years, since 2016.
Wow.
We've been doing this, so it's nothing new. The campaigning stuff came along later when I started getting people, it's my seniors that needed help. They're gonna take my house, or
wow.
I don't have they've taken my house and I ain't got nobody to help me. So we raised money to buy the house back, you know. And I'm a paralegal as well, so I got with the attorney, we did the paperwork and filed it and went to court with these people, got them back, you know. I'm still getting letters now, people that need help, and I'm gonna continue my tax talk classes because they need it. Just because I didn't make it the runoff or make this election, that don't mean that the work stops.
What were you running for this last election?
Tax collector, deputy tax collector.
Okay.
But like I said, it doesn't stop. It's still going to go on because the people still need me. It's not that, and it's important to go out and vote. You know, you come to me saying, yeah, you should have did this, but you got to vote. You got to do your part. I can't do it by myself. So that's where we are. And it's very, 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 very important, because your one vote counts. It does. And it's important. It's important to you. It's important to me. It's important to our children. It's important that we get our children involved, knowing how important it is to voice your opinion, to vote. Get your children in the know. Let them take them with you. I take my 12-year-old with me everywhere we went, campaigning or to whatever, because she needs to know. Her and her friends need to know. So that's what we do.
That's really great. You offer a lot. I didn't know all the other part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a question. Mm-hmm. What does voter apathy mean to you as a candidate or community engagement poll watcher, poll, what all did you do now? Poll, what else?
I've been
watcher, a worker,
poll clerk since 2001.
The voter apathy part of it, you know what I'm talking about when I say that?
Explain.
Voter apathy is the I'm going to sit home, or I'm not going to vote, or my vote doesn't count, or we live in a 74% black city, but only 20% of us come out and vote.
I touched on that saying to me, I'm going to vote so I can complain. Don't do that just to say I'm going to vote so I can complain. Vote to where and research your candidate. Find the platform that best fits you with the candidate that you want to vote for. So we're going to stay in complacent. So why not vote? Don't be complacent. Vote and you can get some changes.
In your race, when I was talking about voter apathy, the county should have gotten at least 30%, but only got, what, 18%?
I thought it was 21%.
It could have been at the end, but I know most of the night.
I thought it was 21%.
It's right here, 21%.
21%, so the official was 21. Mm-hmm. I know that most of the night it was averaging 50. So, but in a county of with almost a million plus or whatever, 30% is still, 20%, 21% is still horrible.
My box holds, and I want to say, I guess I need to stop saying my box. I work as a chief inspector part-time sometime, and then poll working at the Southside Homes Community in Bessemer. That box holds about 3,000 votes. And we got out for this last election, the primary, 335.
See, that's apathy. That's what I'm saying. So as a candidate, former candidate recently, Jess, you're still feeling me, or if not, you're going to, because it hits everyone. Because mm-hmm. all the amount of blood, sweat, and tears you put in it. How does it feel to know that you knocked on doors, you made calls, and those people say, I'm going to vote for you, but didn't come out? Or if these people would have voted, I could have won, kind of thing. How does it make you feel as a candidate?
A lot of them told me that they're not coming in this election. A lot of them said that this is not an important election. A lot of them said, yeah.
Did they say why?
No. No. I'm not coming. No, I'm not voting in this election. It's not important. They think if it's not the presidential election or if it's not the governor's election, it's not worthy. It's not
but they don't realize it was the presidential election.
Yes.
No, yeah, you're right. But they think it's the primary. But they're not thinking about. They're only thinking about November.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not. They don't think. They don't do their research. They don't know. They don't know, and they don't think it's important.
Every vote is important for the black community now. Everyone. See, I'm a little different. I don't say black and brown because there's no brown race that looks out for the black community.
Right.
In 2050, they're expecting the Latino and the Asian vote to overtake the black woman vote, which is the biggest vote here. Right. Here's a kicker. I didn't think it was possible until they passed the anti-Asian hate bill. When they passed it, I said, the Asians probably do have a chance now too. So evidently something's going on that we're overlooking in the community, and now we're not even voting. When you're sitting up, you have a person, a president, and again, I don't care how you vote, Democrat, Republican, it's all the same bird. I never seen a bird fly with one wing. But when you have a candidate has done many things as Donald Trump has done, and we're not getting out there, November kind of makes me nervous.
We should be out there every election.
We should be out there every election regardless because
it grows in large amounts. Yeah. Let's just go.
But not only that, though, look what they're trying to take from us. They're trying to stop absentee ballots and how you do it.
They just made it illegal.
Yes.
Yes. It's a felony.
And it's harder for what about your disabled but that don't live with you. That's a felony. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
And you can take an average voter and they wouldn't know how to do an absentee ballot. Mm-hmm. It's not taught. So can you imagine if you don't know, or if you barely can read, or if you you get these stacks of paper and it becomes intimidating.
Mm-hmm. And the top part of the ballot, some people get intimidated by that. And it says to, and this is serious. I don't ever want to talk about anyone's literacy. To vote, you must blacken the oval completely. You don't even want to know what I get back.
That's my point. See what I'm saying?
I get so many different things. I get everything but what I just read to you. Mm-hmm. And this is a sample ballot. Mm-hmm.
Didn't you just say about all the things you had to jump through hoops before to even vote? Now it seemed like we're going back.
Yeah.
You know?
If they keep going the way they're going, we won't. They're going to try to eliminate the black vote. They already said, and I was listening to the radio yesterday, and they was playing this thing where it says that, and it's about Jefferson County, and that the Republicans are trying to take Jefferson County back, is what they said.
They actually have enough to do it.
And they're trying. And they say it started with my race, the tax collector's race, because they have Mr. John Curry in there right now.
Have you guys seen all of those Republicans that's in these races now in Jefferson County? Just about every race.
Constable. Yes.
They're starting. Yes. And see, we've gotten into this lull. Commissioner Scales said it best one time. She said, we parted ourselves to sleep. Mm-hmm. And we're getting to the point where we think we can hold a Black Lives Rally protest and think we're going to take care of it. These things are becoming laws. That president I just mentioned put a bunch of federal judges in who never going to leave.
I remember that.
You sit up here now.
They'll die out.
Thomas, what's his name? The guy who never say nothing. Mm-hmm. Got bought basically by a billionaire. He's one of the top people in there. Mm-hmm. And so we keep Clarence Thomas. Mm-hmm. When you got the Supreme Court that really isn't supreme anymore, where you made them all basically conservative Republican, these people are not caring for you. That court should not have been bought out.
Mm-hmm. And Trump, I think he already has it. Have you seen? I heard it on the radio too about his new law, his bill when it's going to come out, the 2025 plan. Have y'all heard about that?
What is it?
The 2025 plan. It's really going to just take us all the way back to we had nothing.
Oh. And see, that's what we're saying. We keep sitting back. We're getting comfortable. We're too comfortable. We make a little money, or we make thinking. And I'm not down, promise you, $50,000 is a lot of money. But a lot of times we get $50,000, and that's the time where we thinking that, oh, we can move away from, or we don't need to be around here. Do you know where to stop violent crimes? If you see somebody shooting on the street and you say, oh, it was John John, mm-hmm. it was Tom, it was Ken, whatever it is, mm-hmm. You say, because I had one person told me this, they was honest, and they was dead true to it. They say, Lonnie, the difference is when crime happened around here, we tell. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Because Fairfield connects to Midfield. Midfield connects to Brighton. Brighton and Lipscomb connects to Bessemer. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Well, so does Hoover connects to it. Vestavia, Mount Brook, all of them connects. Mm-hmm. There's no bridge you got to cross. So why is it that there is really no crime in those places, mm-hmm. right? Do we invest in it? Look at the census. How do we go from number one to number four? How do you have 10 or 11 murders in 10 days?
That's a lot.
You understand what I'm saying? You help somebody get their house back. Mm-hmm. I've never heard a candidate say they helped somebody get their house back.
Wow. You heard it here first.
That's sad.
You understand what I'm saying? I've had people say, Lonnie, you're the first person to ever knock on our door. This is years. They've been in the community. You have people, I've been in Bessemer, I've been in Birmingham, I've been in 30 years, and nobody's knocked on their door.
You have to care about each other. If you don't care about the community, then We've lost the community.
We put our candidates in, they become superstars. So mm-hmm. our celebrities. Mm-hmm. And then again, they forget about feeding the people. Mm-hmm. They forget about when somebody need help, or why did the census go down? Why wasn't it, when I think one time Trump even halted the census, why didn't we figure out what happened? Because the city as great as Birmingham and Bessemer and all them were number one on the list for murder, for violent crime.
Mm-hmm. New drugs, more crime.
You know what else though? If we can appeal to these kids where they won't have to look at those drug dealers for help, then that would eliminate a lot. Because a lot of these kids don't have nobody to look up to.
That drug dealer is the local bank.
Exactly. We're helping
when they want something to eat. Yep.
Yes, I'm going to give you this instead of us putting in plans. Now, I've partnered with a couple of people in the community to do things with young girls and boys, to do something to show them, hey, there's another way. We have something coming up this summer. We're going to get some young men to actually work, try to do some stuff on their own, or even try to be entrepreneurs. Show them it's a different way. Young ladies, to keep going, to first respect yourself. Mm-hmm. Because all that twerking and whatever, the dirty red, sexy red, whatever name is, that ain't getting you nowhere, baby.
Freaking videos out right now.
But you got to get a team of women that respect for and let them know, respect yourself. If you respect yourself, and they're not getting it at home, because their mamas and dads trying to be their friends if they're in their lives, you know.
Doc Meadows said, "Back to white and colored bathrooms."
That's exactly what Trump is trying to do.
You got to think about what you're saying. You're one of the few people, and I've said this to people before. We talk about violence. We talk about, but we never talk to the people who are doing it. We never talk or spend time to the youth.
Yeah.
If they're the ones out there committing crimes, mm-hmm. supposedly, because I just had a friend who's in his 50s, close to 60, just was killed.
Wow.
So it ain't just.
No, it's not just.
But the mean of, if you mean if I can kill somebody and I'm basically probably can get away for a long time because they ain't catching me, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and they ain't giving these kids no money. Oh, I'm going to give you $500. Go do that for me. Yeah. No. I've actually partnered with Republic Services. I went over there and I talked to the general manager at and for Fairfield. And he's promised to get those kids that out of high school that don't want to go to school. And we're going to partner them to teach them how to drive trucks. And he will get those kids a job. So yeah, I do a lot of other stuff to try to curb the violence. You can make money driving a truck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're not college material, that's okay. But you ain't got to be out here in the streets either.
You might have need to run for mayor.
So and then if that goes good with Fairfield, he said that we could take it to other schools too. So you know, just trial and error. Let's try it.
If you're not investing
right
in your children, what do you expect from your children? Somebody told me one time, they said, learn it once. What imagine if you gave a kindergarten a hug and a sandwich? That's all they'd be really wanting.
Yeah, they have a lot of them kindergartners in time out. I said, they're not going to learn nothing in time out.
They're not going to learn, right? You're right. When we were kids, we played. That's what children do. They got the energy. Mm-hmm. But you also guided that energy.
Right.
I guess you cultivate it, as you can say. Mm-hmm. Kids will tell you what they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them know. If I don't care if they get up and say, I want to throw rocks for a living. Okay, show me how.
I'm going to tell you something else that's really minute to somebody who gets it all the time. These kids, when I take them socks, underwear,
wow,
deodorant, washing powder, it changes how they act in school, too. They ain't being cracked on. They have
building
their confidence, right? You know, so I mean, those little simple things.
If a kid feels he's dirty,
right,
they know it,
and they talk about
it. If they smell it, they are mean.
Yes,
especially junior high, they're basically baby small humans.
Mm-hmm.
So when these kids are doing, you can ask any school board member, how do you fix the school system? Well, Birmingham is trying to give it to charter. Really? You understand what I'm saying? How do you be on a board? I can't go work for Coca-Cola and wear a Pepsi shirt. Right. So I can get on the board, and instead of investing in our babies, we're going to give it away to people who just want to make money off of all this money we have in cities. And we're not investing to do what your plan is, to do what you're doing here now, to do all of that. Where are they?
Right.
I posted the other day, I said, I was trying to do a program to where I was giving kids on the weekend food because kids go home sometime on Fridays, don't eat the money. I had one politician elected at the time, gave it. You know what it was? Sandra Little Brown.
Wow.
She was a commissioner. You see how long ago that has been?
Right.
And somebody was like, well, Lonnie, we ain't never heard about it. I said, because I couldn't get the word out.
Right.
I said, there was only so much money I could do.
Right.
I was feeding 400 children or whatever it was, 400 bags. And I'm like, I can't keep doing it. I have a family.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So for you to do what you're doing, somebody's investing in it, and you can see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
A pair of socks.
Yeah.
Can you imagine going to the homeless and giving them a pair of socks when it's cold, or a coat and giving them? Imagine the kids.
Right. Because if we do the homeless, but you don't think about the ones that have, like those the kids. They don't.
We got homeless kids in the school system.
Oh, yes. But then you see them on Mondays coming out of the different hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to tell you what school system this was. They called an assembly program to tell the children in the 11th grade that they were under the grade point for reading. They know they can't read. What a teacher passed them along to the 11th grade.
Why are we still teaching as we did back in the past?
Right.
We did. We learned
it. Don't have what the other kids have.
I can't go to school today. I'll be bored. I'll go crazy.
But our kids, they're not. They don't even teach our kids cursive no more.
We don't even have math teachers a lot of times.
Why?
So you got math and cursive, which is English.
Right.
So we can't do math. The two fundamental things that we definitely need for the rest of our life.
Our kids straight manuscript.
No, it's print.
Print. They don't teach them how to write at all. So how you gonna sign your check?
Let me show you how. Let me show you this. I was at I just saw the lawyer who was defending the guy. I was on a trial. I was in a jury, and half of the jury was older, some was younger. And I was talking to one of the guys, and I said, "You can't write in cursive." He said, "No." And I said, probably most of, and he did.
Okay.
Half of the jury couldn't write in cursive. I said, and the people that was in there, they said, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. They stopped it a long time ago.
Yes, they did.
Right?
Yeah.
But see, that's what I'm saying. It's we're building or Alabama wanted to build the most expensive prison ever built in American history.
And don't want to put in the kids.
So, and then now you're not investing in the kids. Mm-hmm. You're not providing businesses or opportunities to them.
They're not invested in our kids. Mm-hmm. Those other kids, they got it.
I told one of the representatives, I said, they was talking about the lottery. I said, I don't have a problem with it. I don't have to do it if I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever. Now, I said, but one thing you do, because you remember a long time ago, they were almost passed it, but it got killed. But if you look at it, only was the top 10 or 20% of the schools were going to get the money.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So that's Mountain Brook and all those.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they need the more money? If you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got schools.
Because they want to keep us suppressed. They want to keep our kids there. They want to, and that's not, no.
But here goes back to voting. Why is it voting? Because the people you're voting is part of the issue.
Yes.
I don't care what color. I love everyone.
That's right.
I don't care your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's time to do your job, I tell people, my mother is Miss Hawthorne, or she's mom.
Mm-hmm.
When we're in church, she's Sister Hawthorne to me. Why? Because if God tell me to say or do something, I can't look at her and she be like, don't you? No, we separate then.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do what God, says. Well, as a politician, it's fine to have politician A,
right?
But politician A need to say, hey, UAB, whatever, you keeping me here. These people need it.
Exactly.
Right?
If you're a politician, you can't be afraid to stand up and talk. I mean, I don't care. If I got to stand by myself, if it's right.
If it's right, stand.
If
die on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but you ain't got a lot of people on with my mindset. You can't buy me. You can't take me down because I'm going to fight.
But see, that's what a lot of we get in there, and then they say the people first get you in. Then from that point on, it's the corporations that keep you in, which is somewhat true, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But imagine 100, 200,000 people in Birmingham, and imagine if 90% vote guaranteed. Yes. We're the civil rights capital of the world. Mm-hmm. Four little girls were bombed.
Yes.
We had a jail for Martin Luther King specifically. Yes. From the letter from the jail. We are the civil rights capital. Mm-hmm. But we vote less now. We're high on crime. Why? Because it's designed.
Our kids don't even know. If you ask some of these young kids now, if I don't talk to my kid, she's 12, they don't teach.
Ask a young kid who's the mayor
right.
of Bessemer or Birmingham or Midfield or mm-hmm. Fairfield. Ask them who's the mayor.
I don't know.
Now, if you're talking about kids who are educated, right, they're getting that way. But if you don't know who's leading you, because, yes, you know the president. Yes, you know senators and Congress and governors and lieutenant governors all the way down to state reps and state senators and all this. But the people who affect you quickly because you don't want to believe it, let them change the time you got to go in the house. Uh-huh. I guarantee you they'll know who it exactly. is now.
They've got new curfews popping up for these young adults now.
Well, but see, I'm okay with it. Because I don't think a 13-year-old need to be out at 2 o'clock in the morning.
But some people are afraid of their 13-year-old.
And exactly.
And why? You know?
Because you remember a while back, there was they used to do these things, Tavis Smiley. Mm-hmm. And they was talking about how the teachers are scared of the student, the parents, the administration, and everybody is scared of each other except for the students.
They can't pat them no more.
You can't do anything to them. So if I have no repercussions.
Right. Exactly.
If I can say and do whatever I want to do.
Wild out.
What are you going to do?
Turn down for what? Mm-hmm.
If I got everybody now got guns.
Right.
And I don't even have to show proof of a gun. Mm. What do you think we're going to do? And if you're playing video games, all they doing is shooting them up.
Right.
Or if you got C-Steve on TV, all they doing is shooting up. Yep. Have you realized with California? LA, right? Take a block. Here's a block. Here's a block. Here's a block. Each one of these blocks, even though they're literally a street apart, this is gang, this is gang, different gang, this is another gang. Mm-hmm. So you can literally die just by crossing the street.
Right?
Right? Yeah. It's really no different in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. We're not paying attention to the drug infestation. A lot of these kids are dying because of the drug. We just had they video murdering a little girl. Six people.
Yes.
Mm. And they said it was more than that. They really got away. Yeah. But to murder someone and video it.
Right. Over what?
I'm glad I don't have any friends.
Over what?
But that's what I'm saying, though. Can you imagine? No. What are we doing as youth that we're so into?
Jealousy, greed at a young age.
Yeah, but your mind, you have no. Okay, what if it was you? Mm. Put yourself in their shoes, you know.
It says over income tax in this Mahogany Jackson that we speak.
Yeah, but I don't know. They said it was over a dude.
What?
Yeah, they just took the money that her mom gave her, but it was supposedly over a guy, her friend's ex boyfriend or some sort like that. But that's not a friend.
I don't even have
these little boys or nothing. I promise you. I bet you he was nobody. That was nobody's worth. Taking a life for
right.
nobody. I don't care who you is.
But then you got laws.
Because you're not God. You can't take a life.
New York had it to where you get 3 years if you had a gun and got caught with it. Gun violence went down a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we're not doing anything to stop it, you got 10 murders in 10 days, 11 days.
So you know they're supposed to have, they're supposed to get an automatic 10 years if you get caught with the switches, right?
Yeah.
How many, you think they stop the switches? At all.
See what
they ain't studying them 10 years. They're
see
like,
what I'm
these kids nowadays, they make fun about going out. Oh, what I live today? Where you live today?
I once asked a question. I said one time, we're really going to be in trouble when they start shooting in the daytime.
Mm. And they do.
And right around about 2 weeks later, it was in Birmingham, around about a grocery store right in the middle of downtown where the Central City and all them mm-hmm. used to be.
Mm-hmm.
They were shooting.
Yeah, I remember that. I don't care.
You get what I'm saying?
And they don't try to cover their face up mm-hmm. or nothing. They just do it. They bold.
Because what's the ramification? What's the first part of it? But if you say something, we're more concerned about pronouns than the living. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. This is no joke. You can get more in trouble for misdoing a pronoun or calling some. And I get it. I'm going to respect everybody. But when you got kids that are, you can drink and party on the South Side in Avondale, right? Mm-hmm. You can drink and party on certain areas, but you got blood in the streets on the East and West side. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But this all comes back from the voting. It comes back from they were erasing our history.
Right.
It comes back from, because if our kids don't never know what we come from, or where we've been, or where we're trying to go, you ran for office for a reason.
Right.
But the won or loss don't matter. Mm-hmm. But you ran because you believe you can make a change. Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody get in that seat who you know shouldn't be in there, now you got to sit there for so many years saying, this person ain't doing nothing. Mm-hmm. But yet, we're now farther behind. Mm-hmm. Politics is 4 to 8 years.
Right.
Future. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to move forward.
Right.
But you're going to put somebody in who just want to, like Chris Rock said, get the big piece of chicken at the front table.
And some people are sore losers. Some people just win so bad.
You got people who Donald Trump won and was still acting like he lost.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And I'm saying that because he has a strong possibility. I'm going to say it here. I think he's going to win. Mm. Because think back when we were all, I don't know if y'all came out there when it was raining. We were voting on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Right?
Absolutely.
He was taking away mailboxes, all this. I said, okay, God, you finna get him out of there.
I remember that.
You finna get him out. Some things you can just, you've seen this movie before, even though you never seen it. You were like, okay, they finna kiss. Oh, they too mad at each other. They gonna get together about two scenes. Two scenes later, they kiss. Look at what's going on. This man went to the Supreme Court. He's lied over 30,000 times.
Mm.
He argued with Jeffrey Epstein to see if they want to take the virginity of a 13-year-old. He raped. Impeachments. Mm-hmm. Over 91 indictments. Mm. Right? You wouldn't hire me if I cursed or said the N-word. On Facebook.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you sit up here. He got a trial going on in Georgia. He got bond issues in New York. And this man is still running for president. And then we had an insurrection. You automatically shouldn't run. You remember the man, if you look back, I got it on my Facebook page. Remember this. Right? This guy got a flag. The rebel flag on his shoulder. Remember, they want to succeed. So why are you in the capital of the United States with somebody? Then you sit up and you're going through doing all of this stuff. This is what this man said. Top it off. He openly said he wants to be a dictator. And you telling me this vote that just happened on March the 5th didn't matter?
It matters.
Right. Then somebody in the Supreme Court just ruled that whatever happened in the states that shouldn't affect his being president.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And you're saying this didn't matter? He's going to openly be a dictator. He also said that to the police, you're going to not be held accountable? Mm-hmm. Who do you think that's going to affect?
Right.
I'm a black man.
Yeah.
Again, remember, I openly said, I don't fight for black and brown. I'm a black man. Mm-hmm. I just turned 50 years old. Right before my 49th birthday, a day before, February the 10th, my birthday's on the 11th, my hand was on the hood of a police car in Mississippi.
What?
Because he said I was driving too slow. He said, why are you driving too slow? And I said, because I saw you, killer. And he didn't know how to take me, but I was dead serious.
Mm-hmm.
All I kept hearing is my wife saying, Lonnie, make it home. Whenever you're out in public, make it home. This man put me on the hood of his car because I was driving 5 miles below speed limit. He asked me, how can you afford a rented van? What do you do
that
you
can afford? But what is it to him? I'm gonna be quiet to me.
No. But that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
This is the importance of voting because all of this stuff affects you.
The last time Trump was in office, a lot of that racial and influence stuff was coming out because we was at Chick-fil-A, me and my children, and some white kids came out and they just started splashing, blurring racial slurs at us. Seriously. They was riding around on the back of their trucks with their flags. Baby, it was bad. And so if that happened, then imagine. What
you'll
be going facing,
and so it's detrimental to the community when you vote in people who don't belong. Yes. It is killing our community, just like crack kill. Mm-hmm. I don't like Joe Biden. I openly say this now, mm-hmm. and I understand. I'm not trying to get y'all in trouble by having y'all on film. This is Lonnie Malone that is saying this. I said because I remember when Joe Biden said he called us a super predator. Right? I was a teenager when he did that. See, people, you can't, and then he say, well, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Don't make joke like that. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Because if you got black boys, that is a dangerous thing. Right. We got to stop accepting. I can't go to Hoover and call them crackers. Right. You think about that. Right. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you do that, what you think gonna happen? Or you go to Hoover and they pull you over. What you think gonna happen?
Bad outcome.
Right? You get pulled over, get arrested, then you gotta you gotta fight this case, you gotta get a lawyer, you don't lost time for work, right. You don't did this. Because they don't play with you. Mm-hmm. But then you're gonna put people in our community that does it. Right. Voting matters.
It matters, yes.
We gotta start back like you just did early. And go back early in the video, she explained voting processes. We got kids that don't know how to vote. Then you got older people who won't be able to vote. So you're taking them. Yes. Who votes in this world, in America?
I've seen it's going to make sure they vote. Mm-hmm.
They'll vote for dog catchers. Mm-hmm. Now you're taking those same seniors that can't vote anymore. What's going to happen? You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a felony. Think back to Florida. What's his name? The sanctimonious, as they call him. He was arresting people who had something on their record. He was like, well, they told us we can vote. Well, yeah, but we're going to arrest you. Do you think those people are going to vote again? Mm-hmm. Go back and look at it. This was early in this. I don't know what made him do it. It was just God. It wasn't time for him to run. Right. He was arresting people. This was recently. Remember, Gilliam said, I'm not calling you a racist, Mr. DeSantis. I say the racists believe you're a racist. You know, this is people you're trying to put in a free country. A man that's saying that he can believe that he can kill, assassinate his political opponents. This was said by him. Then you go from a mayor, city council, county commissioners. These are the people who affect you. Who are we putting in these offices?
Right?
Right? Never. You just ran for office. Mm-hmm. You talked to the people. You gave them your plan. You came in third. An unknown, supposedly. Mm-hmm. But evidently something you did got you in there because you came in third. That is almost unheard of to have numbers you had in a race, right?
Yeah, there was a delay. I was told from our clerk's office that the absentees did not come in till late on that week. So after it was over.
Do you see that? Because you didn't lose but about a couple of votes. You came in, you would have been in a runoff with a couple of votes. Mm-hmm. I remember. Because I had a candidate running for constable. And I was trying to tell him the importance of getting out and talking to the people.
Himself.
Himself. Mm-hmm. People don't believe that as a candidate. Mm-hmm. I can be endorsed by everybody from Barack Obama down to the crackhead on the corner. Exactly. But if I don't touch those people, right, nothing's going to happen. Yep. If you don't know me, right, or some kind of relationship, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Trickery happens.
Mm-hmm. All the time. All the time.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. We didn't even introduce the show. This is the Lonnie Malone Show, the most boring podcast ever created. Today we have here
Makisha Miles Jones
and
Sharonda Hicks.
And Ms. Hicks called us and said, "I want to just do a podcast." I said, "Sure, let's do it." Normally I'm on 3 p.m. on Sundays. I said, "Well, let's do it." And she said, "We can do this." Then she came back. Had a place to do it and everything.
Thanks to Miss Miles Jones.
I'm here to help, whatever.
Thank you.
All the time.
So, Ed, before we close out, is there anything, because I know you got an appointment to go to, anything, yes, that you would like to lead the people?
As a community, as a people, as a culture, let's do better.
Oh.
Let's do better.
Yes.
Let's do better. You don't have to come wait till it's time to vote to see me to kick up a brouhaha. Let's not have a debacle. Let's have a conversation. Let's communicate.
That's right.
Amen.
And for me, it'll be, we're stronger together. Together. Let's band together. Together we can do so much. Divided, we can't. So let's get together.
Let me ask you off the wall question. You won, right? If, say, instead of you didn't make it, you won. What would you have done differently? Because I promise you, I'm not saying this because you're sitting here. I'm going to actually talk about this when I get home to my wife about it. You actually helped save somebody's house.
Sure.
You believe in people that much, and you went to raise. I'm trying to raise $2,000 right now for a baseball team in a local area. The coach asked me not to say nothing because dealing with money, he didn't want it to look funny. Wow. I'm trying to raise it for him. Mm-hmm. $2,000. And do you realize I've only raised $20 so far?
Wow.
You know what we did?
For the kids.
You know what we did?
What'd you do?
I held fish fries. We did barbecues. I called on a lot of my friends and everybody came out. They did.
And sponsorship.
The rest of it, exactly. So.
Well, if you call yourself my friend, I'm calling you tonight. But if you had won, what would you have done differently?
Well, I'm not going to say if I had one because I plan on still doing it.
No. I just want to see what plans you had already.
The very first thing that I would have asked for when I went in office was an audit, because you got to start anything fresh. So you start first with a clean slate. Let's see what's going on, because you got to start right to end right, you know? So we're going to start with that. Then, you know, you get acquainted with your office and find out the ins and outs, what their needs are, and all that kind of stuff. But as far as the community, my first thing I probably would have done was make sure that people are secure in coming into the office and we're helping them. Don't have attitudes. Let's be nice. Let's help people, you know, be more community friendly. Let's say that. Instead of saying, and I know certain limits are things that you can say, certain things are legal that you can't explain, but there are some things that you can tell them before you just say, "Well, you can't do this, go figure it out." You know, and that's a lot of what's going on with our seniors. They don't know. And they come in here to ask questions and you don't give it to them.
I should have asked this first. I'm just bad today because I wasn't going to say anything, but y'all got me kind of hyped up about it. What does a treasury do? What does a deputy treasurer or treasurer period? What does that office
do?
I'm thinking about something. Yeah, no, I know we had a treasury going to. What does a tax assessor do?
Well, the tax, we collect taxes, but it goes hand in hand with the Board of Equalization and the tax assessor's office. So with that being said, like even when they get ready to do tax sales, make it available. Let's show our people how to do that. Let's show them how to look at it. If you want to buy tax houses, fine, but let's buy them correctly. Let's not go and buy Jim Joe Bob house right now. You know he's living in it. You got some that ain't been lived in 20 years and still on the tax list. Okay, we're going to show you how to go buy that. And you can fix it up, build it, live in it. Then you got some more taxes coming into the city. I mean, to the county. You know what I mean?
And I have a pet peeve with all of that. I stay here, and then as a little breezeway walk away, there's an abandoned structure. So Be careful who you move near, because Ms. Hicks gonna call, because I know a lot of these different numbers. That house is demolished today. The crackheads and the different people, not to disrespect anybody, you're not gonna go over there, buy your drugs and do drugs. That house is down.
Well, no, the house was sitting there. Just sitting there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody had bought it and fixed it up and started living in it,
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't have had a way to go in there and do drugs there. It's the difference. You know, and we got people that need homes. That's homeless.
Mm-hmm.
You got people, if I'm going to say corporate mayor, if you can get fix some property and it's owned by the city and let corporate America buy this property for, let's say, $10,000. This is just me going off the side of my head. And this stuff really happened, but I'm just throwing the numbers around. And you have properties that you can't let citizens buy. Something wrong.
That happens in Birmingham. They bought it up in the land bank.
Right. Mm. Right.
Why I bought a house one time for $8,000. The worst mistake I ever done, I dealt out of emotion, which I rarely ever, I mean, in life, do. I bought a house for $8,800 directly across the street from Legion Field because I wanted to stay there. I wanted to park, do all the stuff for Legion Field. And a guy kept breaking in, and I got emotional and sold the house.
Mm.
It was paid for.
Right.
I could have just let it sit there.
Right.
Now I can't get that house if I wanted to. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That's like the air property idea I had with nobody wants Big Mama house.
Mm-hmm.
They just want the money when mm-hmm. it's sold.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, we can get that money partnering with the government, the bank, and realtors and all that. You sign a thing, say, hey, we're going to fix it up. We're going to give you $15,000, $20,000, whatever it is. You fix up the house, rent it or sell it. You give us our money back. Then you take whatever's left.
Mm-hmm.
People told me I was crazy. That'll never work.
Hmm.
Now you just explained that if you, same thing we said.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So why are we not doing it? In the black communities, think about these houses.
Mm-hmm.
Our houses were built by master builders, meaning that you ain't got these rinky-dink stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
I first built my own, me and my wife got together, we built a house in Oxmoor. And as we're going through, the realtor steps down and stops. You know what they were doing? The tile was cracked. They was trying to hide it from us so we can overlook it.
Mm.
Now, why would you, instead of just saying, hey, oh, we'll feed that, we replace it. It's one little tile.
Right.
But now you got houses, them houses in Inslee, West End, and all these houses, Hueytown, Bessemer, all them was built back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And you see how sturdy and strong they
right.
still are?
But the wood is different. Everything
that's,
is so different.
That's what I'm
now,
saying.
That's the good old stuff.
But can you imagine having a solid foundation
yes.
house, then you know about taxes, you don't talk to you, raise your kids up that if something happened to me, take this house, do this, and
right.
this, go down to the tax exactly. assessor, do this,
right.
and this.
The right way.
Get a will.
That's right.
Probated,
right.
did everything in the way.
It's
now you got
right.
income or you got a place to
exactly.
stay.
Exactly.
And stop putting your kids out at 18. That was the worst mistake I ever done in my life. I put my daughter at 18. That was the dumbest thing to me because where can you go nowadays and get an apartment?
Okay.
You think about
same.
That. It's like we in New York compared to what the prices are.
What used to be back in the day. It's not the same.
I told my son, he graduated early. I said, man, look, don't worry about it. Now, you're gonna get out of here eventually, but you're going to be solid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you making dumb mistakes, feel like I got to get married to go and know.
Right.
You're going to be solid. You're going to go into a situation. That was the worst mistake I ever done, man.
We're learning.
But no, because we were raised.
Right.
I've been taking care of myself since I was basically 12, between 12 and 14, because
yeah.
I was driving at 12.
Right.
And by 14, I really had my yeah. own car. I was cooking
that's
everything.
My husband was. He's old
yeah.
like that, too.
We're old school, but you can't do
it's
that.
It's not the same. The community,
mm-hmm.
the situation, government, none of that is
you
the same.
You can still teach them the fundamentals
right,
of it.
Right,
but a
the
lot of these kids.
Success, the tools for success.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed I definitely need to do it again. Ladies and gentlemen, go back to the beginning of this video. She gave out some great information on voting. Please don't sit home. The worst thing you can do to a candidate And say, oh, they got it.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
Don't do that now, because we got a race. We got a runoff April 16th. Mm-hmm. We got some people that's in a runoff right now. Even in your seat is a runoff. Mm-hmm. Then one of the, as they called him, the Godfather, John Rogers' seat, just came vacated, and his race is June the 18th, which they have about 10 people already coming out. So far, we have LaTonya Milhouse, Erica Parker, Kevin Datcher. Those are the only ones that have announced, but then, is it Bakari over in Fairfield, the city council over there?
It's another one I saw. Let me see. Because I was like, who is that? That name sounds familiar. I'm going to tell you. Who's the guy?
Eric Major.
Yeah.
That Eric Major. That's right. Eric Major. So all of them, they have announced already. So you got that race. And then you come along, then November, you have the big one. Yeah. You have all the runners.
Even though I know you're going back and back to back to back to the pole, y'all, I know y'all going to get tired. I think this is a strategy. They want y'all to get tired.
Okay.
Don't fall for it. Please go
come out and vote.
But voting helps, man. When I tell you somebody, you know, how do you stop crime? I say yes. They like, that ain't no answer. I say, yeah, it is. Yes to all of it. Yes, it's education. Yes, it's opportunity, lack of opportunity. Yes, it's whatever. Mm-hmm. Every answer you can give is part of it.
Right.
Because if it wasn't, we could have been fixed it.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, all of it. So all of your ideas, all of it helps. So stop it, man. Get out there and get to voting. There's no way in the world that we should be in a shape. We should not be number one in violent crime.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's just not. It's just shouldn't be. Exactly. Not the civil rights capital of the world. We shouldn't be. The Klan don't even have to fight no more.
At all.
We're doing it for. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all for coming out. We will be back, but I'm you know, I can never keep trying to close, but this, I promise this has been a great conversation.
Yes.
And we'll be back again, and we'll see you all Sunday.
Bye-bye.
The views expressed on this program are those of the guests and not necessarily the views of management and staff of OBS Radio, OBS International, and Greater Works Business Services. Guests who appear on this podcast are not required to pay a fee and is made possible by RadioGuestList.com. For more information, please visit our website at www.obsintl.cf. Follow OBS on Facebook at www.facebook.com/austerlidbroadcastsection. If you want to contribute financially to help us continue broadcasting, please go to paypal.me/obsintl. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you next time. This is a presentation of OBS News, which is responsible for the guests and comments.
This is OBS Radio, a service of OBS International, a division of Greater Works Business Services.